Voice Direct, Easton Boulevard.
And much more enjoyable. In September, get $4 off any large pizza. You already know about the great pizza buffet at Pizza Perfect. Besides all the pizza you can eat, it includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drink for only $13. At lunch and for dinner on Tuesday and Friday and all day Saturday. Pizza Perfect on Coliseum Boulevard in Eastbrook. It's football season, and like us, we know you're not going to miss any of it. Unlike some insurance providers, at Stark Agency, we never drop the ball. You can find us in the end zone with our 20-plus top-rated insurance companies to choose from. Assuring your home, auto, and life insurance is everything you expect and more. Stark Agency is an independent agency that tailors coverage to meet your specific insurance needs. With Stark Agency, you're bound to score a touchdown. So call us today at 334-263-5535 or visit our website at starkagency.com.
Trust Montgomery's glass experts to provide you with fast and convenient service when and where you need it. Find out how affordable independent glass can be. Free estimates on storefronts, shower doors, furniture tops, plate glass window glass, plexiglass, custom beveled mirrors, residential or commercial services. You come to them or independent glass will come to you. Call independent glass 263-2823, 263-2823, or stop by 2047 Bell Street near the entrance to Maxwell. Independent glass.
Summer's here, and so too are its many challenges. Heat that won't quit, beers that won't fit, hammocks that won't hammock, screen doors that appear out of nowhere, flips that flop a little too much. That's why it's important to keep it simple. Keep it cool. Keep them coming. Keep it easy. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Bud Light.
Hi, this is Greg Olson, all-star catcher. You know, when I was behind the plate, I had to be ready for almost anything. We're talking fastballs, curveballs, and the occasional wild pitch. Running a business online? There's no different. You got to stay ahead of the game, and that starts with web hosting. That's where Dogwood comes in. Their WordPress hosting is like having your ace pitcher on the mound. Fast, reliable, and always delivering when it counts. With built-in security, blazing speeds, and expert support, they'll keep your website performing like an MVP. Don't let slow lead times or crashes take you out of the game. You got to trust me when it comes to winning online. You want a team that knows how to protect home flight. So you need to check out dogwd.com/hosting and step up to the plate with Dogwood. They'll make sure your business hits it out of the park.
Sometimes things that seem simple or easy often aren't. Take, for example, Hardin Seasoning. Over the last few months, they've experienced unprecedented sales and growth. The increase is mainly because of you and your friends. You tried it, you liked it. You told your friends, and they told their friends, who told their friends, and so on. What you may not
107.5 know. Is W298BC Montgomery. ESPN The Ticket. Your NASCAR station in the River Region is WTXK, Pike Road, Montgomery. ESPN The Ticket.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Troy, it's time for another edition of Trojan Talk on the Troy Sports Media Network. We're coming to you straight from the heart of Trojan Nation, joined by head football coach Jared Parker as we talk all things Troy football. Trojan Talk is brought to you by Guardian Credit Union, where you belong, and by Bud Light, reminding fans to stay in the game and drink responsibly. Get ready, Trojan fans. It's time to dive into Trojan football. Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Troy with Coach Jared Parker. Here's the voice of the Trojans, Barry McKnight.
Another great night here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. We are very glad you're along with us here for Trojan Talk number two here in front of a good crowd of Trojan fans. And why not? Troy is 1-0 on the season following the 38-20 win at Veterans Memorial Stadium on Saturday night. The fans were outstanding. We'll talk a little bit later on with head coach Jared Parker. As you know, a couple of segments with the head coach of the Trojans to talk.
talk about the win, how compelling the Trojans were, especially in the fourth quarter, to get the victory, get to 1-0. And later on, we'll also talk to Coach Parker about his appraisal and his plan and the preparations when the Trojans go on the road to number 4 Clemson here this coming Saturday afternoon at Death Valley. It's a 2:30 Central Time kickoff. It'll be broadcast on the ACC Network. So many Troy fans are going to be in attendance for that as well. We'll have it here on these same Troy Sports Media Network stations beginning at 12:30 in the afternoon. Later on as well, we'll talk with junior running back Tay Meadows. What a game he had on Saturday. And junior cornerback Jaquez White will join us as well with 8 tackles in the game and a crucial interception in the second half to help key the Trojans to the victory. Troy volleyball is underway, playing in a tournament this past weekend in Birmingham. They'll play coming up on Wednesday at Auburn, and then the home opener for Troy volleyball comes this Saturday against Jackson State at Trojan Arena at 2 o'clock. We'll visit with head volleyball coach Josh Lauer, who's been a frequent guest on this program as well. Lots to get to concerning a lot of things happening with Troy athletics. If you're planning on making your way to Clemson on Saturday, and it'd be great to have as many Trojan fans as we can, don't forget the Troy University Alumni Association tailgate will be prior to that game from noon until 2 Eastern time at the Barnes facility on Clemson's campus. Lots of information to get to on the program today. Lots of it to be supplied by Troy's interim director of athletics, Kyle George. He's on hand at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, and he'll join us next as Trojan Talk continues in a moment after us local timeout on the Troy Sports Media Network.
Has your AC system struggled heating and cooling all year? Call United. They service and repair all brands and offer financing and maintenance plans.
Have slower clogged drains, a leaky faucet, or breakers that keep tripping? Team up with United for all your home's needs.
Call United. They are number one in the River Region for a reason.
Score a touchdown when you call United at 262-0247. Visit unitedheating.net and like us on Facebook. Go Trojans.
AL certification number 84560.
Wiley Sanders isn't just family-owned. It's also God and family-oriented. As a trucking company built by truck drivers, they know that faith, family, and drivers are the key to success. When you work with Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, you receive a $1,000 sign-on bonus, competitive pay based on experience, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, 401k, and more. Call now, 855-777-9785, a 24-hour calling at 334-372-5049. Experience the camaraderie by driving for Wiley Sanders. Then, enjoy the rewards at home.
It's football season, and like us, we know you're not going to miss any of it. Unlike some insurance providers, at Stark Agency, we never drop the ball. You can find us in the end zone with our 20-plus top-rated insurance companies to choose from. Assuring your home, auto, and life insurance is everything you expect and more. Stark Agency is an independent agency that tailors coverage to meet your specific insurance needs. With Stark Agency, you're bound to score a touchdown. So call us today at 334-263-5535 or visit our website at StarkAgency.com.
Beasley Allen is proud to support the Troy Trojans. Beasley Allen has been helping those who need it most since 1979. This applies to the clients they serve, but also to the community. The firm is involved in a wide variety of service projects that touch the lives of individuals in several locations, including the River Region. Visit them online at BeasleyAllen.com or follow them on Facebook, LinkedIn, or YouTube.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Now, back to Trojan Talk on the Troy Sports Media Network. Alongside the coach, here's Barry McKnight.
Trojan Talk proud to be sponsored again in part by Southeast Alabama Rural Health Associates. Sarah, with over 40 years on providing quality health care to Southeast Alabama. Barry McKnight here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Kyle George, athletics director, is here with us. We made note on the radio broadcast. Trojans win it 38-20. Kyle, really, really big second half, particularly the fourth quarter. And Jerry and our spotter, Bob Templin, were noting that the fantastic catch for the touchdown by Trey Taylor over there. We mentioned that Kyle George was one of the first ones to help him up over there. And I told Jerry, I said, hey, as long as they keep scoring TDs, Kyle's going to be there to help him for sure. What an electric night for the Trojans on Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, getting that win was huge for us there. And that touchdown catch you're talking about as well, too, I had literally just stepped up to the line, and I see the ball coming. I was like, oh, he's coming right here. And then it's like, yes, got that catch there. And it's a beautiful ball by Goose as well, too. But you can really see in the second half, I know the coaching staff made some really good adjustments. We had a great game plan, I think, in the second half that really paid off in dividends for us to win that ball game as well.
One of the things that I thought was evident throughout the game was just how much impact from the beginning to the end the student section had, Kyle.
Fantastic point there. I think Jack Brown, his entire team, did a fantastic job getting the students out there for us. The rally towels for the student section as well, too, they were using that all game long. They came out early and they stayed all game long as well, too. So it's a great opportunity for us to build upon that momentum coming up for the rest of the season. That student section, though, makes a huge impact being right there next to the visitors as well, too, there. So they give a nice welcome to our visitors, if I'll say, over there.
I will say this as well. You know, 28-point fourth quarter for the Trojans. I got to think a little bit of it was at least energized or catalyzed by that fireworks demonstration at the end of the third quarter. If you have not been to the Vet to watch the Trojans, you're missing a lot anyway. But if you miss that fireworks, boy, you're missing what I think is one of the great spectacles in college football.
Oh, no doubt. I saw my two boys walk inside, and they saw those fourth quarter fireworks. They got fired up for that as well, too. And that's been a good addition, I think, for us over these last few seasons. We're always looking for ways to add to the game day environment there. Those fourth quarter fireworks have been humongous for us because the fourth quarter is our quarter.
Yep.
It really just sets the tone for going out and winning in the fourth quarter for us, and the fans absolutely love it as well.
There is so much to like about the football game itself, particularly late in the game. You mentioned the fan experience, and we talked about this a little bit last week. You always have been attentive to the fans. You solicit their feedback, the good and the things that need work. I think that's one of the reasons why the fan experience has grown so much over the last several years. The fans do have a voice, do they not?
They certainly do. No, our fans are a huge part of what we do on every single bit of game day, whether it be out in Tailgate Terrace and the pregame concerts and having the free kids zone, the expanded beer garden, all the different opportunities we keep trying to look and add to it. But like you said, too, not everything's going to be perfect. We want to hear from our fans to see how we keep improving everything as well, too, because game one's a start. Doesn't mean it's the finish. We're going to make sure that our best product continues to keep coming throughout the rest of the season as well.
And if there's something you fans really, really enjoy, let them know about that as well, because that, again, we are here for the fans and for the student athletes. It's a big weekend last weekend. You know, women's soccer off to a really good start. Jacksonville was a really good side. I was there at the game. And Stuart Gore's club, they have got, if you haven't seen, they have got one of the best players in the Sun Belt Conference, maybe in the country. Giselle Daniels has 8 goals in 6 matches. And she is off to as good a start as anybody. She's certainly worth the time spent out there as well.
She's been a revelation for the entire team there for me. The offense has really taken off this season here for us. Like you said, she's been one of the best players, not just in our conference, but in the entire country. She's up there in the national rankings when it comes to overall goals scored, and she's leading the Sun Belt Conference in that right now, too. So great to see our team come off to an early season start. They're back home this upcoming Sunday as well, too.
Yep.
So getting close to starting up the conference schedule for them, and then volleyball will be home this week as well, too, taking on Jackson State on Saturday. So a lot of great things taking place for all the teams coming up here for us.
We'll talk with Josh Lauer, the volleyball coach, a little bit later on. Amaya Butler, the outside hitter. Like Giselle, she is a transcendent player for the Troy team. She had a fantastic start, 24 kills the other night against Sanford. And plus, the volleyball matches, just like soccer, just like football, just like everything, is really fan-friendly and really student-friendly, Kyle.
It certainly is. It's free admission for all fans to come out to volleyball, soccer, so there's no excuse not to come out there. Great family atmosphere as well, too. Bring the kids out there. There's all kinds of things. We have the inflatables out there for soccer matches as well, so fans can enjoy it all as well, too. So great teams, great opportunities to come see everybody. And also, too, one of the things we had taking place, I got Graham trying to come up
come
here as well,
up,
too.
Buddy.
Come on, buddy. We saw the ring ceremony take place on the football field for the men's basketball team. Great start for our guys to celebrate that season that took place last year. Season tickets are on sale, too. But Barry, we didn't get a chance to give you your ring yet, so
I
had to bring that one out here for you today.
Hey.
Figure since it's your birthday, we might as well make sure you get the championship ring for you here as
this
well.
This is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I take great pride in that.
Absolutely.
That's a wonderful thing. Thanks. I'm getting choked up over here. It is absolutely beautiful. And I know a lot of the players had to come from far and away, and they weren't going to miss it. It just, again, shows a little bit more of the Trojan spirit. Once a Trojan, always a Trojan.
It does. You know, we had talk about transfer portal, and great opportunities took place for some of our guys.
Mm-hmm.
Tayton Conaway, Jackson Fields in particular, had chances to to go and have a chance to move up in their careers and such. So we're happy for them. But Troy's home for them as well, too, and they came back to be part of that presentation. I think it shows a lot about how special Troy is. Even though people may come and go at times, this is going to be home for them no matter what takes place for them.
Final question, Kyle George, Director of Athletics, Troy University. It's a big challenge coming up Saturday afternoon at Clemson for this football team. Give our fans an idea of just the challenge as you see it and the opportunity for the Troy fans to be out there loud and proud.
I think that's the key. It's a great opportunity for us. You know, yep. You're going into Death Valley playing one of the top teams in the entire country. What Dabo Sweeney's staff have done is extraordinary when it comes to Clemson as well, too. And we've all been there before. We've seen what took yep. place. We had a chance to win that ball game up there. That's actually right before I got here, Troy. Funny enough, I was at Southern Miss. We played Troy the very next week, and we saw how good that Troy team was. It went toe-to-toe with Clemson there. But a chance to go into Death Valley, great opportunity. And we're taking a lot of fans up there with us as well, too. So looking forward to seeing all our fans in Cardinal as we take on the Clemson Tigers this upcoming weekend.
2 weeks from Saturday, back at home against Memphis, ESPNU telecast. Time to give Memphis a little retribution as well. Early start time for that one. Ticket information for that, Kyle, and for the rest of the season and for basketball?
Certainly. So all the tickets online at troytrojans.com/tickets. You can still get football season tickets or mini plans. Basketball season tickets are on sale now, too. Like you're talking about with Memphis, September 13th. That's a Saturday game for us. 11 a.m. kickoff, $11 tickets online at troytrojans.com/tickets. Let's pack the vet for that one. It's going to be a huge opportunity for us on national TV.
Thanks so much for everything. This is a wonderful gesture.
Absolutely.
It's a great deal
Absolutely.
To me. Kyle George, the interim director of athletics at Troy University, joins us here on this edition of the show. Coming up, we'll hear from the man himself, Jared Parker, tasked with getting the Trojans ready for Clemson. Kyle George, our latest. Jared Parker is next. After we take this time out from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, this is Trojan Talk on the Troy Sports Media Network.
Hey folks, Bob Baumhauer here. We're extremely proud that Baumhauer's Victory Grill has been serving Alabama for 43 legendary years. Our motto is legendary fun, legendary food, and we strive to make every dining experience a special one for all of our guests. Our menu features delicious, always fresh, and scratch-made in-house recipes. And of course, our award-winning wings and sauces. And don't forget, our happy hour and halftime daily specials cannot be beat. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food.
Hey Trojans, this is Goose Crowder, number 9 from Troy University's football team. On the field, it takes teamwork and a solid plan to win. Off the field, it's no different. That's why I trust Guardian Credit Union to help me tackle my financial goals. Whether it's saving my future, budgeting, or building credit, they have the tools and support to keep me in the game and can do the same for you. Stop by the Troy branch located off Highway 231, and while you're at it, come catch a game. Go Guardian and go Trojans.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus, copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
City of Troy warmly welcomes you to Troy University Trojan football. The City of Troy is proud to support head football coach Jared Parker and the Troy Trojans football team. You're always welcome in the City of Troy, and go Trojans!
When you're a Trojan, you know what it means to stand strong and work hard. When it comes to banking, you deserve that same commitment. That's where Troy Bank and Trust comes in. From checking accounts to investment accounts to loans, Troy Bank and Trust has been supporting Troy University and its students for generations. With 13 branches, we're local, dedicated, and we're just as invested in your success as you are. For every financial need along life's journey, rely on us. Today, tomorrow, and always, the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now, back to Trojan Talk on the Troy Sports Media Network. Alongside the coach, here's Barry McKnight.
81 cent wings. A little bit later on, we'll be giving away one of those sauce packs here that Baumhauer's is famous for. Come on by and put your name in other giveaways as well. I'm Barry McKnight. As promised, Troy head football coach Jared Parker. Trojans get a win on Saturday. Congratulations, coach.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
38-20 was the final score. Just an overview of the ebb and flow of the game and the value of the victory.
Well, I'm sure me and our staff and everybody wants it to be easy, and it's not. Football's too hard, especially in the world of college football, and we need to be better up front in really all phases and even our second and third levels of our defense, and we just didn't execute it enough. Levels, which got us in trouble with penalties, and you could go on and on about the stories of why in the first half, and it's a bumpy road to getting better, and I think our resiliency showed up, but as a whole, it just, I think defensively, you could tell, hey, we're tackling, you better close space and get your pad level lower, and you won't miss tackles, and penalties continued drives, and momentum took over and put us in a tough spot coming out of half and even after the second half score, but proud of our football team and certainly took steps forward in the fourth quarter, and now we have to take massive ones this week.
Well, that's one of the things that Jerry, Chris, and I identified relatively early in the game because it was obvious to us. Nichols is no joke.
Yeah, I think, I even said it right after the game and said it before here. I mean, the defense is legit. They will have a great year. I told their head coach that. Some of the staff that I've known through the years, they will have a great year in their league. They're a good football team and well coached and do a great job taking care of the football and playing great defense, and it starts there.
The second half, the 28-point explosion in the fourth quarter for you guys, what was the key?
Well, I think if you come in, there's some stuff we did schematically and made some small adjustments offensively that helped. But more than anything, you're talking about similar run schemes and things that you do, and you just do them better, just as we've cried since January. We finished blocks a little bit better, played with better pad level, found runs better, blocked down the perimeter better, and, of course, made some explosive passes to finish it out. So there's really not a fancy answer. We just executed at a higher level and finished it, got some momentum, and I think we put together, five or six straight drives, scoring drives, including a field goal, which is an impressive way to finish, but you sure want to start with a score in the first half sometime instead of taking so long.
During the week leading into it, and we had heard so much about how impressive Trey Cooley had been in camp, summer workouts and in preseason camp, you found out earlier in the week that, the injury that he sustained that week will playing judiciously, you'll end up sitting him out for the rest of the year. First of all, the personal impact of that, because he was a guy that was doing everything the right way up to that point.
A tremendous young man, a tremendous leader with a big heart, and so just so thankful and gratitude for his teammates and along with the experience here and being a part of us. Couldn't ask for a better leader and a senior for that room. So it's heartbreaking for him. We've quickly grown strong feelings for him and so have his teammates. So a tough loss for us at the beginning of a Tuesday practice starting week one, and to have to go through something like that and our teammates have to see that on the field was emotional and took something out of us on the Tuesday practice. But with anything, we'll go next man up and prepare and continue to get that room right and find a way to put ourselves in a position to meet the standards still yet.
The man who stepped up as well as anybody, Tay Meadows, a former walk-on, 186 yards, 8 yards per carry. He had the 47-yard touchdown after the play after the interception by Jaquez White. He looked like when the opportunity did come for him, and he was ready to seize that opportunity.
Well, he cares tremendously about, about Troy and his teammates. He prepares in such a way. There's no surprise on how he's prepared since we've been here, but especially this spring, summer, and fall camp. And I believe that he has enough genetical talent, obviously, to help him be there and break tackles and do the things you have to. But he also just plays harder than other people. He plays hard. He cares. He knows what to do. And I think it's put him in position to have the success he did in game one.
What do you think about Goose Crowder game one?
I'd give him a B-. And I'm going to be very critical of Goose because the expectations and standards of Goose are extremely high. I've told people publicly, and I'll tell you privately and him, We ask a lot of him because he is so gifted. He's such a great leader. And there's four or five things that I would love to have seen him do better in that game that make him kind of play out of the roof. But I thought he played well. You know, he took care of the football. I was really, really proud of him, how physical he played when he ran it. But he ran it with some awareness as well. So I thought he was smart, but he played physical, but played smart, took care of the football, and led our team. So many, many good things, and I don't want to judge him too much, but that's how much I think of him. I think the sky's the limit for him as we continue to go through this season.
Thought about the secondary defensively. I wasn't a big fan of the call on Daniel Sisvana, with the targeting. Obviously, Jacquez got tested early. He comes up with a big play and several big tackles. Colino, I thought, was solid. And, what you're going to get from Justin Poe. As a group, and the reserves as well, how did you think that they performed?
Yeah, I think, we again were just solid. And what I mean is there's so many communication errors and just bad eye play that led to some explosives that shouldn't have been there. But there was a step taken on a lot of other things, too. You saw us cover up people better. I liked how physical we were and how hard we played. I just don't know how disciplined we were with our eyes and things that'll make that back end play better as we get tied into each other. And there's three new guys back there. Yeah. I think that secondary's got to connect to each other and play as one back there for us to be really, really drawn together. And I think they learn a valuable lesson in seeing this tape from game one so they can. They've all got to be connected. And when they do that, the level of play will go up even higher.
It just seems all in all a very solid win for your guys. I didn't think necessarily that the offense beat itself, didn't turn the ball over, and that's always a good place to start, Coach.
Yeah, you look at it, there's a lot of green when you look at the standards of all phases, really, special teams, defense, and offense on our standards and things we want to get done during the game. Barry, there's a lot of green checks, yes, 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 but we just didn't do it soon enough, if that makes sense. I want to see us play at that level and start that way rather than having to come back to finish it. But there's many standards that were met. I'm anxious to see us take another step as we prepare for another opponent.
And with that comes up pretty doggone soon. We'll talk with Coach Jared Barker about the challenge at Death Valley coming up on Saturday afternoon against a top five team when we return to Trojan Talk in just a moment. We're at Baumhauer's Victory Grill with Coach Jared Barker. I'm Barry McKnight on the Troy Sports Media Network.
Beasley Allen is proud to support the Troy Trojans. Beasley Allen has been helping those who need it most since 1979. This applies to the clients they serve, but also to the community. The firm is involved in a wide variety of service projects that touch the lives of individuals in several locations, including the River Region. Visit them online at BeasleyAllen.com or follow them on Facebook, LinkedIn, or YouTube.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Wiley Sanders isn't just family owned. It's also God and family oriented. As a trucking company built by truck drivers, they know that faith, family, and drivers are the key to success. When you work with Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, you receive a $1,000 sign-on bonus, competitive pay based on experience, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, 401k, and more. Call now 855-777-9785. A 24-hour calling at 334-372-5049. Experience the camaraderie by driving for Wiley Sanders. Then enjoy the rewards at home.
Has your AC system struggled heating and cooling all year? Call United. They service and repair all brands and offer financing and maintenance plans.
Have slow or clogged drains, a leaky faucet, or breakers that keep tripping? Team up with United for all your home's needs.
Call United. They are number one in the River Region for a reason.
Score a touchdown when you call United at 262-0247. Visit unitedheating.net and like us on Facebook. Go Trojans.
AL certification number 84560.
United.
It's football season, and like us, we know you're not going to miss any of it. Unlike some insurance providers, at Stark Agency, we never drop the ball. You can find us in the end zone with our 20-plus top-rated insurance companies to choose from. Assuring your home, auto, and life insurance is everything you expect and more. Stark Agency is an independent agency that tailors coverage to meet your specific insurance needs. With Stark Agency, you're bound to score a touchdown. So call us today at 334-263-5535 or visit our website at StarkAgency.com.
Now, back to Trojan Talk on the Troy Sports Media Network. Alongside the coach, here's Barry McKnight.
Here's our first drawing here for all of the people in attendance for Troy merchandise and souvenirs. It's a Power T football, full size, and it is signed by head coach Jared Parker. And our first winner is Tad Dillard. Tad, we appreciate it. And look, I've got to be, it's my birthday today, in case anybody had not noticed it yet, with the with all of the great stuff, the birthday cake and the happy birthday thing as well. There you go. Thanks very much. I love these. Here we go. Let's listen in. Love it.
Okay, 53. He's 53
that?
Today.
Yes, yeah, I wish. But hey, you may have to take over the rest of the show. I'm going to deal with these.
Yeah, go ahead.
Myself.
I'll run this. Right, Adam, now. Come over here.
Yeah. Appreciate Tad Dillard and win the autographed football here. Coach, the question that somebody asked me to ask you before the show began. Here it is. It's Labor Day. It's a holiday. Students are off, all that. It's not a day off for you guys. How do you apportion the practice time, the preparation time, getting ready for a top five team at their place this weekend?
Well, you know, I think the first thing you do is keep our guys on schedule. We are so regimented in what we do as coaches and as players. The best thing we can do for them is keep them on schedule. So no school today, but they had study hall if they needed it. We did practice the exact same time we always do, so our coaches had time to game plan this morning and early afternoon to put together a good practice. If you go in the morning, it shortens all that time and you kind of hurt yourself. So we kept everything status quo and put ourselves in a position to prepare the right way to put us in the best positions possible for the weekend.
You had a chance to watch Clemson and LSU the other night. I know they're not going to be real happy up there. They're going to be a little bit mad, Coach. What'd you take away from that game as the challenges that Troy will face from the Tigers?
Well, Coach Dabo said it best. There, you know, it was a heavyweight fight. That's what it looks like on tape. Two teams with multiple draft picks all over the field. Clemson has them in all three phases of their football team on offense, defense, and special teams. They're elite up front on both sides of the ball, and skill is the same, and they've got a special player at quarterback. There's a reason they're top five. They'll be in the playoff. They're an elite group coached by a wonderful man who's done it for 18 years now. So there's it's really no accident.
Trojans have played up there twice and given them all they could handle. I know a lot of the old-timers remember the last time we were at Clemson. I thought we got a little assist from the referees in that one, but Troy has because of Troy's reputation and because of the way Troy has played up there before a couple of times, I don't think you can count on them taking the Trojans lightly at all. They'll be prepared.
Not at all. Too well coached, too good a personnel. We'll have to have our best and then some to be prepared for this one. We wouldn't rely on anything else different. And I've been over there a couple times throughout my career as well, and we've always gotten their best, so I'm sure that's what they'll have ready for us, and we'll have to do the same.
Well, tell me a little bit about the things from the film for practice, for preparation, from what you saw last Saturday that will be either reinforced or tweaked from your team's performance on Saturday.
Well, I told the team today one of our keys is we have to practice and play with more urgency together. You know, there's things that got to happen faster. There was a little bit of a lull in energy in those things and took too long. If you wait that long in this one, this thing will be fast at you in the first quarter before you could even know what would happen. We've got to improve our urgency. Our guys have it in them. They've got to trust their training and how we practice. We've got to give them really good game plans. They've got to trust each other and go fast and turn it loose a little bit. I thought we played hesitant early. I thought we tackled that way on defense and how we approached the ball. And then offensively, we didn't finish with urgency. So that's the key word for us and me this week is we have to practice with urgency if we expect ourselves to go play with it. And then we'll be able to adjust to the speed of the game. That'll be much different than what it was in week one to week two.
I imagine the trust is going to be there for sure. I imagine that can be a difficulty. It was the trust that the players had in you and in the process and in the message last year that really carried through to the very end, right? They've trusted you ever since you got here, I think, Coach.
Yeah, I would agree, and I appreciate you saying that. I think we've built that together. I think our football team, staff, and me and all those things, there is trust built up now. Nobody panicked Saturday. I think even our fan base, you know, I think there was a reaction different from game one last year to this year in the fan base. Although I know people weren't enthused by how we started, there wasn't a panic. And ultimately our football team came together and kind of used the fan base and our great fans that were there on Saturday night to pull the thing together and finish the right way instead of panicking. So I think that it happens through trust and, right, and through love and going through tough times. And coming out the other side. So it's a good chance for us to use that as a stepping stool.
As a matter of fact, today in the press conference, Jamal Williams, your senior bandit, was talking about just that. He said, we got together, the leaders on the team, the leaders on the defense got together and said, hey, you know, let's begin the road back. Let's just take a step here and take another step and take another step instead of, you know, oh, my gosh, we got to do something spectacular here. He said that kind of settled down the younger players who you mentioned are, you know, really playing their first time, extended time in Troy uniforms. That leadership certainly came in handy on Saturday and will benefit for the rest of the year.
Sure it will. It will. All we have to do, you know, and it sounds simple, we just need to continue to improve our team, you know, and what better way to build connections and understand, like, you start reaching for things and doing things we don't train or practice doing, that's when mistakes happen. We just have to do what our training is and pull together and continue to connect each other, and it'll be just fine.
Final question here before we let you go. You said something I thought was interesting, something we'll embellish a little bit later on in the broadcast. You think that there is an opportunity for more explosion in special teams from your guys?
I do. I think that there's more there. There's more there than we've shown. And I think all three phases, to be fair, which we have to take steps in, but I do. I believe that there's more there and finding ways to get our hands on kicks and punts. I think there's return yards available to us that we've got to help, the starting field position battle, and I think there's many things we can do with our specialists, right? They're all capable, and I love that group as well. So we have to put ourselves in a position to win the field position battle and win games through our special teams.
The special teams is something. I was talking to one of the players earlier. He says, Coach Parker's about the special teams, man. This is not just something that they do over on the side to give them something to do. Special teams, I mean, that's near and dear to your heart.
Well, I think that it's, you know, we call it, I stole it from Coach Cutcliffe when I was at Duke. Like, special teams is the blend of your program. It's where offense and defense meet. There's no better complement to the game than a defensive three and out to a punt that we catch and return the right way, and then four plays later you score a touchdown. So we've got to be able to find the blend of our football team through special teams. I believe that with all my heart as the head coach. It's got to be something that's stressed, and if I don't stress it, then who will? And it starts with me.
Well, the clap with the Baumhauer server started with you, too. I appreciate the energy there.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Head coach Jared Parker of the Troy Trojans. He takes his team to Death Valley on Saturday afternoon to take on a top-five team in the Clemson Tigers. Glad to have him here to give us a little preview and to assure the Trojan fans of what this team is about heading into the challenge that they are. When we come back, junior running back Tay Meadows, junior cornerback Jacquez White played critical roles in the Trojans' first win of the season. We'll talk with them live in a moment as Trojan Talk continues following this timeout from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Troy on the Troy Sports Media Network.
Hey Trojans, this is Goose Crowder, number 9 from Troy University's football team. On the field, it takes teamwork and a solid plan to win. Off the field, it's no different. That's why I trust Guardian Credit Union to help me tackle my financial goals. Whether it's saving my future, budgeting, or building credit, they have the tools and support to keep me in the game and can do the same for you. Stop by the Troy branch located off Highway 231, and while you're at it, come catch a game. Go Guardian and go Trojans.
If you're in the market for a new tractor or mower, come see us at SunSouth. With 21 convenient locations in the Southeast, we'll help you find the right equipment to meet your needs, including a great selection of quality John Deere tractors, mowers, and implements. And when it's time for parts and service to keep your equipment performing its best, our team at SunSouth is here to help. Come see us at SunSouth or check us out online at sunsouth.com. SunSouth, equipment for those that do. Proud sponsors of Troy Athletics.
The city of Troy warmly welcomes you to Troy University Trojan football. The city of Troy is proud to support head football coach Jared Parker and the Troy Trojans football team. You're always welcome in the city of Troy, and go Trojans!
Southeast Alabama Rural Health Associates has provided quality health care for our region since 1983. They're honored by the trust you place in them to care for you and your loved ones and are always seeking new ways to better serve you. Sarah provides family practice, pediatrics, and urgent care services through their 10 offices in Pike, Barber, Coffee, Crenshaw, Dale, Geneva, Henry, and Houston counties. Sarah, providing quality health care to Southeast Alabama and still growing to better serve you. Visit sarha.org to learn more.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus, copyright 2024, Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Now, back to Trojan Talk on the Troy Sports Media Network. Alongside the coach, here's Barry McKnight.
Trojan Talk here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Troy, presented in part by Southeast Alabama Rural Health Associates. Sarah, with over 40 years of providing quality health care to Southeast Alabama. I'm Barry McKnight. Trojan fans in attendance, say hello to junior running back Tay Meadows, junior quarterback Jaquez White here to visit with you. Fellas, first of all, let's start with Tay. Congratulations on the win. That was a big one for the Trojans to get Saturday night. You played a critical role. Tell me, first of all, rushing for 186 yards and the touchdown. Tell me, first of all, when did you realize that you were going to have to step up a little bit with the loss of Trey Cooley, and how did you react?
Really, I too much didn't react. You know, like, I reacted in a...
Are you okay? Let's see. Yeah. Can you hear? All right. Should be good.
Okay, you asked the question again.
Okay, yeah. Just tell me when you found out about that you were going to have the role that you did and how you reacted to knowing you had to step up the way you did.
Well, I reacted in a pretty good way, you know. When Cooley went down Tuesday, you know, I was like, so he went down, you know, I'm just...
You're good. You're good. We can hear.
This is my first time doing it. Yeah. I'm a little nervous.
No, you're good.
When Cooley went down the first time, you know, I was just like, I know I'm going to have to step up because I'm kind of like part of the older group now, so I know I'm going to have to be a big leader in the room. So, yeah.
Well, that was the thing that that Coach had said about you. He said, he's been a worker. You put in the work. And you said to Chris on our post-game radio show that you always prepare as though, you know, you're going to get the call every game. How much how important was that?
It was big. It was important.
Yeah.
Because I've been waiting on this moment for, like, at least 4 years now. So every day I'll go watch film, you know, prepare. Because you never know. You will never know when it's your time, when you got to get called up, so...
Well, yeah, knowing when it's your time and everything is one thing. But 186 yards, come on now. Did you surprise yourself with that performance?
I wasn't surprised at all because I know for a fact that I was prepared and ready.
You had 66 touchdowns in high school because I looked it up. You're used to success when you run the football.
Yeah.
That was one of the critical parts of the game. Jacquez White, he's with us. Jacquez, we talked about you early. They went up against you early in the game, and you held your own. They always said that you were really good against the run. You got tested early, and, man, you stuck your nose in the entire time. Talk a little bit about that performance for you, for your team, and how it felt.
I feel like I'm a pretty good, you know, physical cornerback. I don't feel like I'm a shy away from any type of, you know, physicality. And I felt like whenever my time was there, you know, I came down and made the plays whenever it showed up.
The key interception came. You know, the defensive line forced the quarterback out of the pocket, throws on the run, and I'm tracking it upstairs in the booth. I saw you breaking. I wasn't sure that you were going to get there, but you were decisive. You got there in a hurry, and I don't know why in the world they reviewed it, because you were easily inbound. Talk about that play, where your eyes were, Jacquez, what you're looking at, and making the play. Talk about that entire sequence for you.
Okay, so that play was the play we had worked all week in practice, and, you know, I kept messing up over and over on that play, and I kind of felt like they was going to come to that play at the end of the game to try, you know, get a first down, keep the stop the clock or whatnot. And so I kept my eyes on my key, you know, ran with my dude, and I felt like I could make a play to change the game. I know we needed a turnover, either it was an interception or a fumble or, you know, a turnover on downs or whatnot. And I felt like whenever I stepped in front of the ball and made a play, and that changed the game.
Jacquez White had the interception. How do you think as a whole, I know your standard's pretty high. How did you think the defense played as a group Saturday night?
We played decent, you know. I feel like we're way better than, you know, what we play. And this week against Clemson, you will see. You know, I feel like I said, this week against Clemson, you will see. But, you know, I don't think it's – I didn't think we played up to our standard, and we all know that. And, you know, this week we'll fix it.
Let's talk a little bit, Tay, about this week ahead. Clemson at their place. It'll be a challenge.
Yeah.
What's key, Tay?
I think the biggest key would be controlling their D-line and, you know, moving the big boys up front. You know, I think – and I know – well, I think we can have a little success in the passing game too, so –
I do know this, the offensive line, right after Jacquez had the interception, very next play, you go 47 yards to the house. That opened up pretty well for you there. Everybody did their job on that play, did they?
Yeah, they did. And kudos to the O-line, man.
They did some work up there for you. I'll ask you the same question, different context than I asked Jacquez. How do you think the offense played? How close is the offense to being where you feel that it should be?
I mean, starting off first half, you know, we wasn't, you know, establishing the run game very well. But coming out second half, you know, we got along, starting to stick to the blocks and stuff like that. So I feel like we're almost there, but not just yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done.
A lot of work.
This week in practice, Jacquez, got to be a lot of attention to detail for this team. How do you approach the challenge? I mean, you're there. It's a place that a lot of people have dreamed about playing. It's a big challenge. How do you keep your feet where your feet are and stay focused on that?
Coach Parker, ever since today, since this morning, Coach Parker has been talking about staying connected, you know. Mm-hmm. And I feel like as we stay connected throughout this week, we'll have a good chance of winning.
That's a great observation. Tay Meadows, Jacquez White, fellas, thank you so much for being with us. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to have them both here with us live at Baumhauer's Victory Grill on Highway 231 in Troy. Baumhauer's going to be a great place on Saturday to catch the action as well. When we come back, as promised, we'll talk a little volleyball with head coach Josh Lauer. They open up their home schedule in just this Saturday coming up. That's next on Trojan Talk. After this local timeout on the Troy Sports Media Network.
Beasley Allen is proud to support the Troy Trojans. Beasley Allen has been helping those who need it most since 1979. This applies to the clients they serve, but also to the community. The firm is involved in a wide variety of service projects that touch the lives of individuals in several locations, including the River Region. Visit them online at BeasleyAllen.com or follow them on Facebook, LinkedIn, or YouTube.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of the legal services performed by
other lawyers.
It's football season, and like us, we know you're not going to miss any of it. Unlike some insurance providers, at Stark Agency, we never drop the ball. You can find us in the end zone with our 20-plus top-rated insurance companies to choose from. Assuring your home, auto, and life insurance is everything you expect and more. Stark Agency is an independent agency that tailors coverage to meet your specific insurance needs. With Stark Agency, you're bound to score a touchdown. So call us today at 334-263-5535 or visit our website at starkagency.com.
Has your AC system struggled heating and cooling all year? Call United. They service and repair all brands and offer financing and maintenance plans.
Have slow or clogged drains, a leaky faucet, or breakers that keep tripping? Team up with United for all your home's needs.
Call United. They are number one in the River Region for a reason.
Score a touchdown when you call United at 262-0247. Visit unitedheating.net and like us on Facebook. Go Trojans.
AL certification number 84560.
United.
Wiley Sanders isn't just family-owned. It's also God and family-oriented. As a trucking company built by truck drivers, they know that faith, family, and drivers are the key to success. When you work with Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, you receive a $1,000 sign-on bonus, competitive pay based on experience, Blue Cross Blue Shield, 401k, and more. Call now, 855-777-9785, a 24-hour calling at 334-372-5049. Experience the camaraderie by driving for Wiley Sanders. Then, enjoy the rewards at home.
Now back to Trojan Talk on the Troy Sports Media Network. Alongside the coach, here's Barry McKnight.
The coach being Josh Lauer, head volleyball coach of the Troy Trojans. Season is underway now, and the home schedule starts this weekend. Coach, always good to see you.
Barry, I love how we have to snuggle up here a little bit so all the fans at home can see us.
Yeah.
Enjoy Trojan Talk here at Bomb Hours. So we got a good group here tonight for sure. You know, yeah. There he is. Oh, there, yeah. At least one good group. Yeah.
We got this. We need to have you on camera just so you can brighten up the camera shot here. You opened up a tournament in Birmingham this past weekend against Samford, against Georgia. Tell us a little bit about the tone of those matches and the takeaways.
Well, Barry, you know how we do.
Yeah.
You know, we're gluttons for punishment and we go after it. You know, we play big-time schools, yeah, all the time. Samford's going to be a team that is going to compete really, really well, probably win the SoCon. Georgia was very physical, one of the most physical teams we've played over the last few years. And our players, you know, they love those challenges. And, you know, what comes with that is, you know, you can get shell-shocked sometimes, but they came out guns blazing. They competed hard. You know, we killed the ball against Samford over 40%, which was incredible.
Yeah.
You know, we just need to get better at staying consistent through every set, through the whole match. That bit us in the butt a couple times. But I was really, really proud of the way our team stayed together, the way they competed, the way they came in today, Barry. Like, they came in today, like, ready to work, ready to get better. And that's what you need from a team that's going on a journey to try to be really, really good over the course of the whole season.
Hey, you talk about, you know, not being scared to go anywhere, you know, later. Of course, Auburn day after tomorrow at Auburn, Virginia, and Ohio State. Tournament up in Columbus. What's the method to the madness? What do you want out of that?
Yeah, you know, when I first got here, the Sun Belt was hanging around, like, the 12th best conference in the country.
Right.
For the last few years, it's been the 6th best conference in the country. And the winner of the Sun Belt for the last 10 years has been between 19 and 40 in the country. So to win the Sun Belt in volleyball, you basically have to be a top 25 team or beat a top 25 team.
Okay.
So we cannot go into the non-conference and not prepare ourselves against quality opponents and physicality of that level. If we do, then we go in the Sun Belt and we're not prepared. Now, that means that, you know, you take the risk of taking some lumps early, but we have to learn that early and learn how to play at that level so we can be competitive you know, in what is a great volleyball conference, on par with what football has to face in the Sun Belt, on par with what baseball has to face in the Sun Belt, or softball. You know, volleyball's in that same vein when it comes to the competitiveness, you know, of the conference.
You want to find out what you got, and you want to build with what you have. Auburn, by the way, on Wednesday at Auburn, 6 o'clock, day after tomorrow, on the SEC Network Plus. Then home finally at Trojan Arena on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock against Jackson State. For the fans in attendance at Trojan Arena that afternoon, what do you hope that they take away from the performance?
Well, I think that we have a really tight-knit team that plays a really aggressive style of play. You know, it's super fun to watch. You know, we go after it. There's big swings, big blocks, great serving. Our team is flying around on defense this year. We outdug every opponent this past weekend, you know, and so their defensive intensity has been really, really great. And this is a fun group. You're gonna see some athletes and some players that, you know, you're gonna connect with. They're great students, and we need the fans out there. You know, like, everybody looks as like, oh, well, it's Jackson State. They won the SWAC last year and won 20 games.
Oh, okay.
Right? Mercer last year, right, won the SoCon. Played in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, these are, you know, none of these games are giveaways. You know, we need fan support. And our players work hard, you know, and they love it, and they're going to feed off the energy of the fans that are there. So we hope they come out.
You've had some players who have been real keynote players, real bell cows of the program, Julia Brooks. And then, of course, for the last couple of years, you've had Tori Hester. This is Amaya Butler. This is her chance. This is her time to shine, right?
Yeah.
And a lot is going to be asked of her.
For sure. And, you know, Amaya put in a lot of hard work to get healthy so that she could make it through the season and have the final year that she wants to have.
Right.
I think she's an all-conference caliber player. She believes that. We believe that. She had a great start to the weekend.
Yes.
You know, Sunday, I know it was in a losing effort, but 24 kills. She killed the ball at close to 40%. You know, playing six rotations fully for the first time. She did a really good job. But the most important thing for Amaya has been her emotional maturity from a leadership standpoint. Letting her teammates know that, like, hey, I'm going to stay emotionally consistent and engaged. I'm here for you. I have your back. I'll be the one that takes the big swing. I'm not going to be afraid of it. You know, and then that allows players to come around her. JC Mesa did a great job this weekend. A little shaky, then came back and was great. Kalina Cavillo.
She has really grown.
Absolutely fantastic this weekend. You know, and so there's a lot of contributing forces. This is a team that's going to get better as the season develops, as we really figure out what our volleyball identity is going to be. You know, right now we have 3 to 4 players that have playing experience out of 18.
Right.
So this is a, you know, it's a young team when it comes to experience. But it's talented and it's committed to one another, and that's a great recipe. We just got to stay with them. So stay with them, Trojan fans.
Yeah,
they're going to get there. They're going to get there.
Support them. Stay with them. I guarantee you'll have a good time again. Auburn on Wednesday on the road at 6, and then the home opener, Jackson State at Sparkling Trojan Arena on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And volleyball coach Josh Lauer, always great to visit with you.
Great to be here, Barry. Yeah.
Josh Lauer, volleyball coach of the Troy Trojans, getting ready again into week 2 of this season. We'll return to Baumhauer's Victory Grill in just a moment after this timeout and wrap things up. This is Trojan Talk on the Troy Sports Media Network.
When you're a Trojan, you know what it means to stand strong and work hard. When it comes to banking, you deserve that same commitment. That's where Troy Bank and Trust comes in. From checking accounts to investment accounts to loans, Troy Bank and Trust has been supporting Troy University and its students for generations. With 13 branches, we're local, dedicated, and we're just as invested in your success as you are. For every financial need along life's journey, rely on us. Today, tomorrow, and always, the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeast Gas is a proud supporter of Troy University. You know, Trojan football means the start of cooler temperatures and falling leaves. It just comes naturally around Southeast Alabama. Now is also a great time to start thinking about convenience in your home with a natural gas water heater. When you start thinking about comfort and convenience this fall and winter, think naturally. Think natural gas and your natural choice. Southeast Gas. Go Trojans.
When you need tickets for your next event, find your seats at ticketsforless.com. Whether you need tickets to catch the Trojans in action or other sports, concert, or theater tickets, Tickets for Less is your home for the best selection of tickets with no service fees. Plus, save big on any order at ticketsforless.com or in the free Tickets for Less app when you use promo code TROY at checkout. Simply enter promo code TROY, T-R-O-Y, on your order at ticketsforless.com.
Hey Trojans, this is Goose Crowder, number 9 from Troy University's football team. On the field, it takes teamwork and a solid plan to win. Off the field, it's no different. That's why I trust Guardian Credit Union to help me tackle my financial goals. Whether it's saving for my future, budgeting, or building credit, they have the tools and support to keep me in the game and can do the same for you. Stop by the Troy branch located off Highway 231, and while you're at it, come catch a game. Go Guardian and go Trojans.
Hey folks, Bob Baumhauer here. We're extremely proud that Baumhauer's Victory Grill has been serving Alabama for 43 legendary years. Our motto is legendary fun, legendary food, and we strive to make every dining experience a special one for all of our guests. Our menu features delicious, always fresh, and scratch-made in-house recipes. And of course, our award-winning wings and sauces. And don't forget, our happy hour and halftime daily specials cannot be beat. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food.
Now, back to Trojan Talk on the Troy Sports Media Network. Alongside the coach, here's Barry McKnight.
Well, the football action on Saturday afternoon comes at a top five club. The rankings will come out tomorrow, but Clemson opened the season at number 4. They're not going to drop too much after their loss to LSU. Troy and Clemson, 2:30 Central Time kickoff on Saturday on the ACC Network. Don't worry about trying to find it on your cable provider or on your smart TV. Just come out to Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Guaranteed, they'll have that game on several of their 65 televisions, along with all of the other games of the day. Join all your Trojan friends and fans as well, and you'll be part of it here at the at this location of Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Troy. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 12:30 Central Time in the afternoon with Jerry, Chris, and myself, and we hope you join us. Don't forget, Saturday, 2 o'clock, it's volleyball versus Jackson State. 2 o'clock start time, ESPN Plus. Youth Volleyball Day. All youth teams invited to attend the match early to participate in a pregame high-five tunnel with the volleyball team and fan day afterwards with posters and autographs as well. Don't forget, on Sunday, the Trojan soccer team takes on Mississippi Valley State at the Troy Soccer Complex. That is a 1 o'clock start time as well. It's United and Cardinal. All fans are asked to wear Cardinal for that match as well. Also on Sunday, men's golf over the weekend, busy at the Argent Financial Classic in Ruston, Louisiana. So it is a busy time to be a Trojan. Next week, make sure you join us for another edition of the show. For Kyle George, Jared Parker, Tay Meadows, Jacquez White, and Josh Lauer, and for our broadcast producer, Scott Hageman, this is Barry McKnight, inviting you to join us next time. Trojan Talk is an exclusive presentation of the Troy Sports Media Network.
Trojan Talk on the Troy Sports Media Network has been brought to you by Guardian Credit Union, where you belong, and by Bud Light, who reminds fans to stay in the game and drink responsibly. This broadcast has been an exclusive presentation of the Troy Sports Media Network. Executive producer is Aaron Hitchcock. For information about this broadcast, contact Troy Sports Properties. Coverage of the Troy Trojans is authorized by Troy Sports Properties and is intended solely for the private use of our audience. Any rebroadcast, internet streaming, or other use of accounts and descriptions of this game without the written consent of Troy Sports Properties, Playfly Sports, or Troy University is prohibited. The Troy Sports Media Network is a division of Troy Sports Properties and Playfly Sports. Join us again for our next broadcast of Trojan Talk, exclusively on the Troy Sports Media Network.
Here in the South, our favorite season is the fifth and most important one, football season. Whether you find yourself basking in the glow of the Friday night lights or tailgating with hundreds of thousands of your closest friends on college Saturdays, let Pick Enterprises get you there in style. With over 100 top quality pre-owned vehicles, you're sure to find the perfect game day ride. Come see us in Prattville or shop online 24/7 at PIGGENT.com. We can even deliver it right to your driveway. Win big with Pig, the number one pre-owned dealer in the state.